Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Sidebar Chats, High Trust Edition. Today, we're joined by senior high trust consultant Steve Ryan to discuss the most common pitfalls that organizations face during the high trust process and how you can avoid them. We hope this insight will help you have the smoothest high trust experience possible. So, Steve, let's get started. You have a ton of experience helping organizations through their high trust journey. What would you list as the most common pitfalls or issues that organizations face?
Thanks for having me back again, Claire. So to answer your question, the most common pitfalls that organizations can run into are problems with scoping, knowing what's involved in the process, resource planning, and struggling to set reasonable timelines and customer expectations. Just being aware of these common issues when getting started with high trust is a great first step.
Awesome. So let's talk about some of those in a little more detail. So why do organizations struggle with scoping and how should they solve that?
Yeah, definitely. So scoping is a really important part of the high trust process. I recommend that organizations sit down with their experienced external assessor to walk through their entire environment and learn what each control means for their environment. The scope for an assessment is very unique to each organization. It's important to understand how the environment is configured, who owns each control using that high trust shared responsibility matrix, and how best that control can be implemented given each unique organizational configuration. Commonly, organizations will either scope in far too much, which leads to extra and unnecessary work, or the organization won't scope the environment enough, meaning they think controls don't apply when they do, or something isn't relevant to them when it is. This leads to endless headaches and certainly delays as well when it comes time for validation.
Got it. Thank you for that explanation. You also mentioned that sometimes organizations can struggle with understanding what's involved in the high trust process. So why is this an issue?
Yeah, definitely. So high trust is what they like to call themselves as the gold standard in cybersecurity, which means it's going to take a significant lift in cultural shift for your organization. It needs to be more than just a check-the-box type of engagement to truly be successful.
Got it. That is definitely really good to know and leads me to my next question on resource planning. So I imagine once organizations understand the lift involved with obtaining a high trust certification, it can be easier to plan resources, but how should organizations plan their resources as they get started on their high trust journey?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, high trust is that gold standard in cybersecurity. And with obtaining any gold standard, a lot of work and resources are needed to not only achieve the certification, but maintain that certification year after year. Organizations need to understand that it isn't just a quick process. It could take anywhere from 6 to 24 months for initial certification. With that, once a readiness is complete, there needs to be almost an all hands on deck approach to remediate any deficiencies that were found. This is going to include individuals from multiple departments, third parties, and the potential for very large expenditures to be made to implement some of these controls. This should all be communicated to top management with appropriate expectations and timelines both prior to readiness, throughout the remediation phase, and up until certification. Once top management has that buy-in, the people, budget, and time should follow hand in hand.
Got it. Super helpful. So the last pitfall or issue that you mentioned was setting reasonable expectations and timelines. Could you explain that one a little more?
Yeah, definitely. And this is something that I see most commonly across all of my clients here. So sometimes clients will panic when they have a customer or a stakeholder who wants them to be high trust certified as soon as possible. Like I mentioned earlier, high trust can be a really significant lift. And an R2 assessment can take anywhere from 18 to 24 months by itself to achieve. By setting reasonable expectations and timelines for the process, both internally and with your stakeholders, organizations won't have to panic or rush through the process.
Got it. Yeah, that's definitely good to know. We don't want anyone to panic. So, Steve, that brings me to my last question. Just what other advice do you have for organizations who want to have the smoothest high trust experience possible?
Yeah, absolutely. So there really are two main pieces to a smooth high trust experience. I would say patience and communication. If an organization understands this is going to be a long process to complete and there are going to be frustrations, the organization already has the right mindset to achieve the gold standard in information security. Additionally, constant communication is key between the organizational's control owners, top management, and including the external assessor. An organization needs to find a true partner in an external assessor in which they can rely on to help decipher some of these high trust controls and help them set themselves up for success.
Got it. Well, that was my last question. So Steve, thank you so much for your time. To our audience, please reach out if you have any questions about the pitfalls we discussed today, or if you're just interested in getting some more information on high trust. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on Sidebar Chats.
Always a pleasure, Claire.